before we reveal the massive name we have from the AFL world to join us in a couple of minutes and preview this weekend's grand final action, yesterday we were talking about the barbecue and all the rules associated with that.
Well, there's regulations around having a barbecue, and it's grand final weekend, so a lot of people will be having guests around. So there's rules as a guest and also as a host. So we put together a list of rules that you can quickly jot down or memorise, ready for tomorrow or Sunday night.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay. No marinade. No
vegetables.
No cleaning. No salads. Yeah. Okay.
It's called Triple M.
Oh.
And it stands for Man, Metal and Meat. Do not touch.
Okay. Good.
The chef or the cooker must have a beer in his hand.
Oh, yeah, what a great rule. Oh, Kathy, have you won the hearts and minds now?
Right, my rule is I'm the only one allowed to cook on the barbecue. Unless I've had too much to drink.
Yeah, good rule.
Basically, I've only got one rule, folks, and it's my barbecue will not start unless you have a beer in hand.
Oh, it's booze operated. It's the opposite of the car.
I love this. The big one I got from a chef was do not squeeze with your bachelor to push your meat down onto the hot plate. You'll push all the juices out of the meat and it'll be dry and horrible.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's from a chef.
Well, ladies, we all know the number one rule. Blokes are the heroes of the Barbies, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. What's okay.
This weekend, it's all about the sacred Barbie, manning the grill, the manly art of grilling the meat, the alpha dog wielding the tongs like a king's sword.
Big tongs equals big sausage.
And this is normally what you'll hear the bloke say this weekend.
Love, how's about I volunteer to do the hard work this weekend?
And then the journey begins for the lady. You buy the food. You buy the food for the kids, the soft drinks, the alcohol, the napkins, the barbecue trays. Oh, don't forget the new gas canister. And then you prep the salads, the side dishes. Oh, and you can't do a normal garden salad. No, it's got to be crunchy noodles and bacon and mango and $50 worth of avos and dessert. And then you prep the meat, the marinades, the meat rubs, the salt rubs, the oil, the utensils, the sauces, the S&P. Then you have the honour of handing the bloke the meat. Well, that's if you're allowed within the 2 metre exclusion zone of men with one hand on the beer and the other hand on their raw sausage, exchanging stories of big sausages, sport and touch footy on Wednesday night. Then comes the very important part.
Man places meat on the grill.
And then the woman assembles the plates, the cutlery, the tablecloths, butters the bread rolls, feeds the kids as well, and then
man takes meat off Barbie, passes it to the miso.
She also has to get another round of beers because she's closer to the esky, clears up the mess, wipes the tomato sauce from the kids' faces. Then comes the barbecue speech, where the guests praise the man for his incredible barbecue skills and all his effort.
Oh, wowee, what a spread. You burn a sausage to a cinder like no other, Craig. Oh, geez, thanks, guys. Yeah, sure, it's a labour of love. And I just wanted to give the missus a day off. Happy wife, happy life, eh, fellas?
So, ladies, next time your fake hero wants a barbecue, agree to it. Sit back, relax your freckle, pour a wine and get a front seat to the paleo, no salad, no carb, non-alcoholic burnt cow fizz fest. And then, men, praise the real barbecue queen and get your hand fair off it, or your lady may hold a vegan drought strike on your pork sausage. And trust me, sometimes no fancy salad can make that look good.
Bridge and Spider.
Now with Flan.
92.5 Triple M.